was for the guys to be patient, even though they Toronto scores on its first two shots.
Well,
it's like you had control.
It was one of those. It's, you know, it's what happens sometimes when you play the Leafs, and you give them an inch and they take a mile. And I thought we broke down one on a back check and then one on another rush that our D got mixed up. And they both end up in the back of the net. I think it was our first two shots of the period. And it's tough because they have that kind of firepower on the team. The one positive we've taken out of this is, you know, I felt that we should have been up 2-0 instead of down 2-0. And you know, they played last night, so we thought, hey, this is just stick with our program. Don't beat ourselves. You got to think they're going to get tired at some point, and I thought they did as the game went on.
What to say about Ben? He only saw six shots throughout the first half of the game for almost 20 minutes without seeing a shot. You guys were able to come back and tie the game, and he has to come up with a couple of big saves.
Well, he was injured, so we were talking about that on the bench. Let's give Ben a break back there. But you know what? I didn't know there was that long
a full period.
I know that we'd had possession for a while, but you're going to be games like that. There's going to be games, unfortunately, like the Islander game, where you're going to give up 48 because you don't have it and you're tired. And there's going to be games where you've got the puck for some of the night and you're not going to see shots. And I think that's what makes why starters are starters in this league, is because they can adapt and they can play the big minutes and they can play or with lots of shots and not many shots. But it's tough mentally for them. And any goalie will tell you they'd rather see a couple more shots than hit that little dead period we had. But in the end, if you ask him, you know, 3-2 win, he'll take that any time. But I thought he stood tall, especially at the end there.
You scored some traffic goals tonight. You had to like that?
Yeah, all three of them. It was that was a big point of emphasis today. Was if you looked at how Florida came back on them last night, all three of their goals, well, one was an empty netter, but the three right before that was all traffic in front, net front, and we made a big deal about that before the game, is we got to take away Reimer's eyes, and I thought we did that tonight, and we got, Callahan's is in the right spot, right time, it makes a great hand-eye, but Phil and Killer are right in front in the second one, and the third one, Stammer's in front, so that's where goals are scored, and the more you can do that, the better chance you have to score goals, and you got to give our D credit, they were getting their shots through tonight, and that really helped us.
I know you've seen Stammer score before, but not the last couple of games. So was it nice to see him find the net?
Well, I think, you know, Stammer's grown in the league. He comes in and you get him in his little one-timer spot there, and he scored a ton of goals there. Team scout now, and they know what his tendencies were in the past, and you know, he's had to kind of round out his offensive game. And I thought, he had a post again tonight. He had some really good looks that he missed, and sure enough, the one he gets is off a great deflection. And it's just a matter of time with him. You can't keep goal scorers down. They eventually get out of whatever's happening to them, and hopefully this will be a breakthrough for him, because I thought he had a really strong game tonight.